man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, this is your country folk. This is your country folk surviving here in North Dakota. And I don't know if you heard that audio just a moment ago. That was my son's video game. Hey, here we are. We're at the Trump Phenomenon. Thank you for joining us. And I was just connecting my computers after switching with my seven-year-old, who uses this my audio computer right up until showtime. My show computer is dedicated and only connects with RBN, and that's it, nothing else. Anyway, hey, here we are. This is James Kelso. I am your host. The show is live, can't you tell? And your presence is more than welcome at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you've never called into a radio show, give it a shot. You'll notice that some people, you know, call in every night to radio shows, and that's okay. That's great. But if you've never called in, it's kind of a fun thing to do, and give it a try. Don't let it be said that you never called into a radio show, and you'd be surprised how much people want to hear from you. Because every caller has something interesting, especially callers to a Patriot radio show who actually support the Patriot cause embodied in the show. Now, people who don't like what we're doing, they can be interesting too. If they will shut up for enough seconds that the host can get in a word edgewise. The filibustering foes of Donald Trump, of course, are of no interest whatsoever because you can't say anything. They pretend they don't hear you. So I'm not interested in the filibusterers. But if somebody has a harsh word to say about right wingers, about conservatives, about Donald Trump, about me, hey, I'm very interested in entertaining that. I love getting into the ring. So I just ask that you, no punching below the belt, and no kicks to the groin, no eye gouging, no elbows to the temple, okay? Stuff like that. No elbows at all, please. Now, here we are. Let me go over here. Let me close a few of my son's tabs here. these aren't going to work for our show. Okay, let's go to what is going to work, my Donald Trump tab, and let me refresh that. I'm able to refresh it in Firefox. I'm not able to refresh it in Bing. And I heard somewhere that Bing or E is being gobbled up by Google Chrome. Is that true? Somebody out there who knows that what's going on there, let me know. I watched the president earlier today. He was down at the California border, a magnificent appearance at the border. And he put a little video up here, some audio of himself talking with one of the chiefs at the border there in California. Let's see if there's audio to this. Yes, there is. And it's a short clip. So let's listen to this chief, who he Donald Trump really related to her. Here's what she had to say. See if I can get the audio.
We are part of several other sectors on the southern border that are overwhelmed. Our resources are extremely strained. We are not prepared to deal with the amount of people, family units and children, and now organized caravans that are coming across this border today. Our agents are being stretched in so many different directions. I am truly proud of every single one of them because they do so much to protect this country, and even continue with the processing and enduring the callous actions of these smugglers here in this sector just this year.
Now, Donald Trump is sitting right next to her in front of some American flags, Department of Homeland Security flag, a U.S. presidential flag. And this, the woman you're hearing in her green Border Patrol uniform is a Border Patrol chief, Gloria Chavez. And so she's chief of a sector. And Donald Trump is sitting next to her in his blue suit and blue tie, listening intently. And the two of them really had good chemistry today.
Fiscal year 19, we have identified 193 fake families, people who are just teaming up kids with them to come through because they know that they can get a court date later and be able to get released into the community.
So the point Donald Trump was, he didn't say a word there, actually. He just played Gloria Chavez. But what was the point that Trump was emphasizing there? Her point, which he was relaying to us, which is that there are, as we have said on this show, by the thousands, and just in her one sector in a short period of time, hundreds of fake families. And these are families they have detected as being fake. That's a hard thing to do because nobody's got any secure or reliable documentation. There are no real birth certificates, no real fingerprints. The names aren't real. Everything is phony in the illegals invading our country and the third worlders invading our country. Their ages are fake. What isn't fake? Maybe you could tell. Maybe you can tell they're a man or a woman, but you can't tell the age because they lie about that. But she's talking about fake families because they know that they can immediately go with the refugee family BS and be released into the United States automatically. That's not Trump's fault. That's the law's fault. That's Nancy Pelosi's fault. All right. Let's go. Let me go to my caller board right now. That was a good sort of an intro to what the president was doing today, although he was just listening. And he has a let's look at his tweets. And some great visuals today of Donald Trump with these great Border Patrol people in their cowboy hats, sheriffs in their cowboy hats, and their Donald Trump has basically, I think, 100% support. I've never seen a sheriff or a Border Patrol person ever appear at any Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer press conference to back up anything that these lying pieces of garbage ever say about the border. So doesn't that tell you something? I think there are 30,000 employees of the Border Patrol. I'll bet you the Trump support among them is 30,000 to zero, effectively. And among America's sheriffs, how many sheriffs do we have in America? Well, let me remember my numbers now. I think we have 3,100 and some counties in America, or sometimes they're called boroughs or parishes, but they're all counties. 3,100 of them, well, every one of them has an elected Leo, a Cleo rather, a chief law enforcement officer. And who is that Cleo in every single county, parish, or borough? It's the only elected cop in America, the sheriff. Police chiefs aren't elected, they're appointed by mayors. So the most important law enforcement official is our elected sheriff in every county. And what is their support degree percentage for Donald Trump? Oh man, it's also close to 100%. Maybe in a few whacked out left-wing counties, they've managed to elect a whacked out left-wing sheriff who doesn't support Donald Trump. But, you know, what do you expect? Let's see. Let's go to some more tweets here. How many jobs? Here's a great tweet 8 hours ago. How many jobs? Let me ask you a question. How many jobs have been added to the American economy, your economy? How many men and women have gotten a job who didn't have a job because the job was added? A new job. Not, you know, somebody just filled a position that became available. No. New jobs. Is there anything more beautiful than new jobs when it comes to building an economy? How many new jobs has Donald Trump added since he was elected 2 years ago? What do you think the number is? 5.5 million. And if that, let's say that's a breadwinner for a family of four, that's 20 million people with food on the table and rent paid, or a house payment paid. 20 million people who should be thanking Donald Trump at the ballot box. And I'll bet you some of those 5.5 million people who got a job because of Donald Trump, I'll bet you some of those fools voted for the Nancy Pelosi party in this 2018 election. I'll bet you some of them had their eyes crossed while they were watching CNN or MSNBC, and they actually believed that the man who gave them a job, won them a job, that man was somehow criminally involved with the nasty Russians. Well, anyway, Donald Trump said 5 hours ago, he said, join me in California for a roundtable on immigration and border security. And that was what you heard a little bit. Gloria Chavez, she's sitting right next to him there at that roundtable. 6 hours ago, the president tweets, just arrived in Calexico, California. And Calexico is right there on the California-Mexico border, of course. And this is new stuff. Here is video, I think, from inside the president's car. I think he's videoing himself. Somebody is, as the presidential motorcade drives through Calexico with huge cheering crowds on both sides of the road. 7 hours ago, he tweeted, "We will soon be landing in Calexico to look at a portion of the new wall being built on our southern border." And I looked at this. You can watch YouTubes of this. It's beautiful. It's new, and it's 30 feet tall. I like that, 30 feet. Within 2 years, we will have close to 400 miles built or under construction and keeping our country safe. Not easy when the Democrats are always fighting to stop you. Then 8 hours ago, while he was still back in Washington, the president tweeted, "The press is doing everything within their power to fight the magnificence of the phrase, 'Make America Great Again.' They can't stand the fact that this administration has done more than virtually any other administration in its first 2 years. They are truly," and here it is, hear it again, this is beautiful. He doesn't say it once, he doesn't say it 10 times, he says it hundreds of times. "They," that's the media, the press, "are truly the enemy of the people." That's incredible. Ronald Reagan never said that. He should have. He could have. Maybe he didn't even know it. "They are truly the enemy of the people." And I use Ronald Reagan as an example of maybe the best president we have had before Donald Trump. Ronald Reagan never said stuff like that. Then here's another tweet. Talked about new jobs, 5.5 million in his first 2 years. "America created 196,000 jobs in March, beating expectations," which were for 170,000. And I like the way Donald Trump says it. He says America created those jobs, not I or Donald Trump created them. That's for me to say. Donald Trump's more modest. And let's see, another tweet here. "Heading to the southern border," he tweets 12 hours ago. "Leaving now." So he must have been sent that other tweet from his airplane. Here's some beautiful tweets. He said, he started a series of three tweets 12 hours ago. That would be this morning while he's at breakfast. "The crazed and dishonest Washington Post," again, I love that, "crazed and dishonest." Has any American president ever called one of the two so-called leading papers in America crazed and dishonest? No. No one's come even close. They've bowed and scraped for the Post and for the Times. "The crazed and dishonest Washington Post," again, purposely got it wrong. "Mexico, for the first time in decades, is meaningfully apprehending illegals at their southern border before the long march up to the U.S. This is great and the way it should be. The big flow will stop. However, if for any reason Mexico stops apprehending and bringing the illegals back to where they came from," so they're sending Guatemalans back to Guatemala. And the Mexicans don't have, you know, they don't have the problem of the Americans with all of our laws. The Mexicans don't think, well, if these people came from Honduras, or if they came from El Salvador, which doesn't directly border on Mexico, then they have to be taken all the way back to El Salvador. No, they just drop them off in the neighboring Guatemala. You know, come on. Why pussyfoot around? If they, for any reason, stop apprehending and bringing the illegals back, the U.S. will be forced to tariff at 25%. We'll talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned. They'll last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Yeah,
I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving.
I'm proud. I got a song to sing. That fellow that just said all those words was a politically incorrect Merle Haggard. And he is, I mean, when you ask people who's the greatest country singer who ever lived, who ever wrote a song, Merle Haggard is at the top of a lot of lists, and nobody would rank him anywhere less than, you know, in the top three. I don't know who else would be in those top three, but Merle Haggard, I think he's the greatest ever, just off the top of my head right here. I'd be interested to hear from any of you out there in the public. Would you put Merle Haggard at the top? And who can you think of that would top him now? But he just wrote that song right there. I'm just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. That's my whole belief system right there in one phrase. One magnificent, brilliant singer, songwriter, instrumentalist phrase. I'm just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. In other words, to live in my world. do my thing. What does do my thing mean? I like to, my thing is what, you know, no, to be what I am. Anyway, I love that song. Now, let's see, where were we? We're in a story. We're in a Donald Trump story here. Let me find it. Oh, we're in the Donald Trump's tweets. Now, by the way, during the break, I glanced over at a Breitbart news story about Patrick Francis O'Rourke, otherwise known as Beto O'Rourke. And he's talking at a Beto O'Rourke presidential rally. He's comparing Donald Trump to the Third Reich. This is why thank goodness Donald Trump has nothing to do with the Third Reich. Thank goodness he despises Adolf Hitler. And what the prostitutes of the controlled media want to do, they constantly want to tie Donald Trump to people who actually admire Adolf Hitler. And this group of people, calling themselves white nationalists, actually are white national socialists. They are very, very tiny, microscopically, infinitesimally small group of people, magnified 1,000 times by the prostitutes of the controlled media, the news fakers, who want you to think that there's a big Hitler threat, and that being a conservative, being a patriot, a white man looking for a place to do your thing, is somehow a Nazi activity. And these folks who do actually admire Hitler, they are used to try to sell that point. So they're being used, and they enjoy the publicity. They can get on national TV, and even if they have a following of 500 people, or 100, or none. Anyway, but Beto O'Rourke, I'm looking at his rally here. He's comparing Donald Trump to the Third Reich. And here's the interesting thing, though. His rally can't possibly be more than 50 people. And there's a newsman. There's actually a newsman in the front row who thinks this is worth covering. You can see him taking notes. A rally of 50 people. Yeah, compare that to Donald Trump. This guy seriously thinks he's going to run against Donald Trump, who can, at the drop of a hat, have 50,000 people trying to get into a 20,000-seat arena. At the drop of a hat. Here he's got 50 people, and it looks like it's in a community room or it's just some kind of a community room somewhere, you know, one-story, low-ceiling room. Anyway, let's go back to the president's tweets. I got off the track here. Here's a series of tweets that he gives us, and let me look at the caller board too. Let me see what's going on over there. Just so see who I'm hanging up here, and let me update my caller board. I think I've got Anthony in Tucson. Anthony, are you there?
I'm here, and I would like to confirm what I've read on your website here. But I think what the major parts have been left out. This nation is in a position where every American must immediately charge every member of Congress, the Senate, the 9 Supreme Court justices, the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party for treason. There's nothing in the Constitution that said they were allowed to set up the private Federal Reserve Bank system. We must also charge Franklin Delano Roosevelt for a false declaration of bankruptcy when there was enough money in people's vaults under their mattress.
Hang on, Anthony, I'm not trying to, I don't want to interrupt you. Stay with us. We're going to go through a break, and then we'll catch you right after the break. Stay there, Anthony. We'll be right back.
That the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly
clear. Hey, remember that band? Most of you weren't born. You weren't born when Buffalo Springfield, the precursor to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then Young, sang this song. Anyway, I remember it clearly from my high school days, and those guys were talented musicians, still are. Now, all they need to do to round themselves out as men is get on board the Trump train. And eventually, you know, some of the better, I remember meeting Eric Clapton just by chance in a health food store. He was looking for yogurt. I was looking for yogurt in the middle of the night. A lot of these movie stars and super celebrities, they shop in the middle of the night because there's, you know, nobody around and they can have a little bit of privacy. That's how I met. Yeah. But now, wait a minute, we've got a caller on. Let's get to our callers, forget me. Anthony in Tucson, you were making a point. You were right, Anthony. There's the Federal Reserve System is utterly unconstitutional. You're right. And everybody who's participated in it has really violated the Constitution. One man in Congress made that point over and over again, and that was Ron Paul. And he got that right.
It goes further than that. It started with Woodrow Wilson when he was blackmailed into passing that act to begin with, because they sunk the Lusitania. No, this happened after
yes,
Lusitania.
Yes, Anthony, now I apologize for the shortness of the show. It's a short show. So I can't get into the great history that you're reciting for us, and all of what you're saying is quite accurate. But the focus that I have, and I'm going to get to it in just a moment here, is history has
there accelerated. There is one point that's really important that if I could get this message out. I don't think you've ever heard this before.
Okay, go for it.
When they allowed the Federal Reserve Bank to be established, they gave the Jewish lobby the opportunity of printing the money to buy up the radio stations, Hollywood, and to get control of the Democratic Party. Every item.
Well, but hang on, Anthony, you were doing great. You were doing great. you just went screaming off the rails right there. Jerome Powell, if it's the Jewish lobby that controls the Federal Reserve, why is Jerome Powell, who is a good Catholic boy, why is he the chairman right now?
I have no idea.
I mean, what happened? What did the Jewish lobby get it wrong and somehow not put one of their own guys in there? No.
These are people that have gone the way of those people.
Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell has not gone the way of those people. But look, Anthony, let me just tell you this, okay? I love the earlier things you said, all right? But this line that the Jews control the world and that the Jews are running everything, and that's our problem. Okay,
they bought it with nothing, though.
Anthony, I know a lot of people who've been saying, not a lot of them, as I said, it's a very small group of people who have been saying that for more than half a century, with no success whatsoever, no results whatsoever. It's a dead, stone cold loser. Okay, and it's important, Anthony. The point is to survive and to win for our children and our grandchildren, not to posture and be, I'm right. You know, my facts are the right facts. I'm right. I'm going to go down in flames. My program is a total failure, but I'm in it just to be right. Okay, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. Anthony, what we have to do is win. And Donald Trump, that's the purpose of this show. The Trump phenomenon is a man who has shown you and me and everybody hearing your voice and mine how to win. And I assure
Kennedy was murdered because he was going to get away from the Federal Reserve and start the United States Bank. That's why they murdered him.
Okay, well, there's a possibility of that one. There's several really good explanations for the death of Kennedy. The one that is most persuasive to me is that Lyndon Johnson killed Kennedy, but
he approved of it. The CIA, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and the Federal Reserve Bank System were responsible and conspired to kill him.
Lyndon Johnson did not wear a yarmulke and did not go to synagogue.
But he was ready to go to jail though with the information after they indicted him.
Okay,
Johnson would have been put in jail.
He was in desperate shape. Yes, he was in desperate shape because Lyndon Johnson was, in fact, a murderer. He did have people killed starting way back in his political career. He was, in fact, he was a total criminal. But now, Anthony, thank you for calling. First-time caller, I think. Thank you very much. And I want to go to another.
I never was able to tell you the thing that I wanted to tell your people about.
Well, Anthony, thank you. You got your say, and thank you very much. And call again, sir. All right, let's go to another caller who I think has been on before, Tim in Wyoming. Tim, are you there?
Sure.
Yeah, come on in, Tim. What's on your mind?
I wanted to actually ask about what is our president going to do about what New York has done as far as banning children who haven't had vaccines from public places? I'm wondering about that because I think that's a pretty important thing. He was anti-vaccine, untested and experimental vaccines to begin with, and now we've heard basically nothing from him regarding this. What's happened in New York? I'm just wondering what do we think is going to happen with that? I mean, are we looking forward to him saying something or doing something or just letting it lie? I mean, that's what I'm saying now. He's just letting it.
Well, Tim, I think I have a good answer for you. My kids, I'm not vaccinating my kids, but the
right.
And in North Dakota, you can seek an exemption based on religious or philosophical beliefs. You just have to fill out a piece of paper and sign it.
In New York, too. But those people are still being told they can't bring their kids can't go out in public. In New York, they can get a religious exemption, but they're not
Here's where this fits in. And pardon me for, you know, I wish we had a long, long show. Here's where this fits into the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump has to find those issues. He is definitely working to save our people. No questions, folks. He gets it. He wants to save our people. But he has to win. He's not posturing. He's not trying to be right. He's trying to win. So here's how he will answer your question, Tim. If he finds out, if he looks at the question and realizes it, if he were to go on a campaign of, you know, anti-vaccination campaign or something related to that, and he found out that would lose for him big, it would lose for us. And we need him to win on the really important issue, which is immigration. He's got to win on that issue. Now, all the other issues, which are important, like vaccination, is very interesting and, you know, a very relevant thing. But there are a lot of issues that he can't champion, you know, if he feels that it's going to cost him an election. So I don't know where he's going to go on that. But let me say this. I'll tell you, here's where he can score points on that and make hay. Why is there a sudden panic about vaccination right now? Why is there a sudden upsurge in measles? Why is there a sudden upsurge in tuberculosis and all these other diseases? There's no tuberculosis vaccine, but why is there a sudden upsurge in all of these diseases which had disappeared from America? Well, everybody knows the answer. It's the third world invasion. Of people who come from countries.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I mean,
well, now here's where he can make your point, Tim, and connect with a winner. The American people do want the third world invasion stopped, and Donald Trump can lay out, and he already has. He has said these people are bringing crime, they're bringing the corruption from their own countries, and they are bringing disease, and that's where he can make the point. You know, let's fight the disease. He can win on that point there. Now, as far as the going to the mat on vaccination issues or crazy things that they do in New York, I don't think he's going to pick up the issue because he's got to win. And he has very little time. He has very, you know, he only has 24 hours in a day, and he's got to pick his issues. And I'm very proud of him that today he's showing he gets it, that the 800-pound gorilla in the room for all of us is the immigration invasion. And if we lose on that one, we lose everything. Vaccination, you name it, whatever. We lose everything. Federal Reserve, we lose everything. If we lose the immigration question, if we win that one, if we preserve our people, if we make America great again, we've got a chance on all the other issues. And I think you agree with me, Tim.
Well, yeah, I do 99% of what you said. I mean, I can't say that.
Tim, you're doing better than
Federal Reserve. Sorry,
Tim.
We talked about that before.
I love you, Tim. You're doing better than my wife, who does not agree with me 99% of the time.
I'm with you there. I agree with that. That's you're married. That's the way it works.
I don't know where we are. Maybe 87%. I don't know where we are, but
ooh, lucky you. Okay.
Anyway, well, thank you, Tim, very much, and I appreciate you know, you're among the callers who don't call that often, and I really want you new callers or callers who don't call that often. We love you. It's very interesting to hear your fresh points of view. So we like our regular callers. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask a real quick question first before I go.
Sure.
If I may. George from Maryland and Paul Fromm from Canada, whatever happened to those two guys?
I know they used to be your co-hosts,
so to speak.
You know, it's funny you should ask that because I was just thinking about George yesterday. I was looking at, you know, I was really missing him. And if he's out there listening right now, I just want to say, you know, really, really appreciate you, buddy. And I hope you can find a way to get back, you know, into this show or call me or something. But the I don't know exactly. George had to leave the airwaves, and for reasons that actually I have a pretty good idea what they are, but I there's no point in me speculating about it. But yeah, George was one hell of a guy, and it's really been really hurt the show when he departed. So I'm hoping he's out there hearing my voice, and just want to say how much I think about him every day. And he was an excellent person on the air. Paul Fromm is a good friend of mine, and the let's see, how much should I say here? And Paul and I, of course, will always be friends. And but Paul did leave the airwaves; he won't be coming back to the show. And you know, I'll just put it out there and say it. He is in that group of people who admire Adolf Hitler. And I've heard
things about German heritage, et cetera, many times over from him and other people. And I thought, why are they talking about that? I mean, we're Americans. We're not hyphenated Americans.
Correct.
Among other things. So.
Yeah. Now, and so I had a great discussion with Paul, and I love Paul, and we go way back. And that was my parting of the ways with that part of white nationalism, which is actually people who are actually white national socialists, and they dominate white nationalism. They dominate it this way: is that they are like a club, and anybody like me, who you know, sticks his head in there, once they realize that, you know, that I'm like a regular American, I hate Hitler, then they don't want anything to do with you, and so they run you out. They run you out. They couldn't actually run me out because I was at the top of so many different things. But I left of my own accord. And I had this good discussion with Paul where I said, look, Paul, I'm going to cut loose here. I'm going to really do what no one has ever done. I'm going to tell the truth about Hitler, about white nationalism, and about the love affair with Hitler that white nationalism has. I'm going to be the first guy ever on the airwaves to tell people what's actually going on. And since it's not going to work, you and I won't be able to host such a show because you don't agree with me. And so that'll be an impossible adversary relationship that I don't want to have with you because you're my friend. And so
the odd radio show, so to speak. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So what you're hearing on this show, what I'm saying is, it's actually very important stuff. It's very original. It hasn't been said, and you're hearing it really. You know, it'll dribble out and dribs and drabs, but you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. I really know what I'm talking about on this subject. I am kind of positioned that I know exactly what I'm talking about, and it really becomes pertinent to the Trump phenomenon. It's not irrelevant. Because you'll notice that what the left wing does constantly in their effort to destroy Trump, they keep saying he's a Nazi, he's a white nationalist, he's Hitlerian. Beto O'Rourke was saying it today, and they're trying to tie Trump to those things. He has no connection with those things. Now, here's what the left takes advantage of: when somebody in white nationalism says, oh, I endorse David Duke, I'm all for David Duke, then they go, oh, see, there's the tie, there's the connection right there. This white nationalist supports David Duke. Therefore, and then Donald Trump says, come on, man, how stupid do you think I am? If some guy supports me, does that mean I support him? You know, get real. And I can also tell you this is another little insight from within the world of white nationalism. A lot of those guys don't support Donald Trump at all. And then, in fact, plenty of them hate him because he is so positive on Israel, because he has friends who are Jewish, and because he's not an anti-Semite. He is not an anti-Semite. And these guys I'm talking about are. And so they actually hate Trump, but they go out in public and say, we love him, because they're trying to hitch a ride on the Trump train. And fortunately, that has not worked. Fortunately, the public is realizing that Donald Trump, no, he's not a white nationalist. And to be a patriot and a white man in America, you don't have to be a white nationalist, and you don't have to like Adolf Hitler. Like all of our, by the way, your dad and your grandparents, and I don't know what age you are, But all of our grandparents and great-grandparents and fathers, folks, they all fought Hitler, all of them, every single one of them. You can't
Actually, my great-grandfather fought against the Kaiser. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and my grandfather fought the
World
Kaiser
War I.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather fought the Kaiser and Hitler.
Yeah.
In both wars, and my dad fought Hitler, of course. And I mean, you will not find, folks, you will not find an American of that generation. You could, they could all meet in a in a McDonald's. There's so few of them. Hey, let me see what we're doing here with our time. We've got one more segment left. Tim, I really appreciate your call. We'll be right back, folks.
All right. Thanks a lot, James.
Thank you, Tim.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we've just got one little tiny segment left. And Donald Trump tweeted, 28 minutes ago. Of course, he listens to this show. He's so busy he can't listen to the show. But I'll tell you what, we love Donald Trump, and he tweeted a great sort of a montage of what he did today. It includes the view of this 30-foot magnificent, beautiful. It's just as Donald Trump described it: a big, beautiful wall, beautiful fence. I love it. You can see through it. the metal slats, and it's just what the Border Patrol people want. 30 feet is immense, folks. You're not climbing over that sucker. And the people are just going around it, of course, but that's why the president will extend it in all directions, and eventually the wall will be complete. He is going to finish the wall. And the well, let's get to it. Let me look at my callers here. We got hanging on the line still, Fred in Michigan, Dr. Kelly in California, and who else is hanging on the line here? Let me just contemplate. I'm trying to think here if there's any business I have to take care of here in the final minutes. This is our Friday show, of course. We take off. We don't meet up in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. Saturday's our day off. But Sunday we'll meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the this is so exciting. I didn't get to any of the news at the top of Breitbart. Let me just the big story, of course, is that Trump visits the wall, and wonderful story on that today. We didn't get to any of our European news. We didn't get to Fred in Michigan and Dr. Kelly in California. My apologies to both of you. I think I'm just going to run out of time here in a matter of a few seconds, and I don't want to run you into the music. I was very pleased to be able to answer questions about that I've been wanting to answer on this show. And thank you, Tim, for asking some good questions. Let's just see here. What is there? Something, some closing story that we can go with here. It's all looking good. And Sunday, well, of course, Sunday we have the 2-hour show. We can get into a little bit more detail. But there he is, the president flying out to California with just a tremendous appearance. And I love the solidarity of all the border enforcement people. Think of the significance of that, folks. And by the way, interestingly enough, it's quite obvious when you listen to the chiefs and see the staff of the Border Patrol, a lot of these great Border Patrol people are Mexican Americans or Hispanics from some other Hispanic country. And they are real patriots, and they want to enforce the border. So that's we just heard from Gloria Chavez, who is Hispanic, and her affection and support for Donald Trump was really obvious today, and he reciprocated. And thank you, everybody. See you in 2 days, Sunday afternoon. So long for now. Stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop believing. Oh, street light people.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.